With KAZU News, I'm Krista Almanzon. Voters will once again decide whether they want to explore a public takeover of the Monterey Peninsula's private water system. KAZU's Erica Mahoney reports.
Wearing matching white t-shirts that say Public Water Now or Never, supporters of the grassroots group Public Water Now gathered to celebrate. They collected more than enough signatures to get their initiative on November's ballot.
We're so convinced that public water is a better deal for the local community than corporate water.
If voters pass the initiative, it requires the Monterey Peninsula Water Management District to study the feasibility of taking over the private water system. It's currently run by California American Water, which supports KAZU. If a takeover is feasible, the Water Management District must try to buy that local water system. Ratepayers would foot the bill. Public Water Now director George Riley says in the long run, it would mean more affordable water.
It's for their future, man. It's for their wallet. It's for the community. It's for their kids. It's for the people that might want to live here later.
CalAmm spokesperson Catherine Stedman says the private water company will fight Public Water Now's initiative.
I think what they're really representing to people is that if you vote for this initiative, your water bill will go down. And that is something that is just absolutely not true.
Stedman says CalAmm is not for sale and says a buyout would lead to a long legal battle. Erica Mahoney, KAZU News.